When I was young, no one told me it could not be done. So I had friends, the celestial kind. We would walk on the wind at night, following stars as our guide. Once upon a time, I used to fly with angels, higher than the clouds, much higher than the clouds. Once upon a time, I used to fly with angels, angel flying once upon a time. And as I grew, my attention turned to other things. I soon neglected my family with wings. Time made me jaded, my memory faded. I seldom remembered my dreams. But once upon a time, I used to fly with angels, higher than the trees, much higher than the clouds. Once upon a time, I used to fly with angels, angel flying once upon a time. When I'm an old woman, preparing for my rest, will I see my family of angels from the past? Smiling faces tell me that I'll not be alone. Winged graces beckoning, they'll come to take me home. Once upon a time, I used to fly with angels, higher than the trees, much higher than the clouds. Once upon a time, I used to fly with angels, angel flying once upon a time, angel flying once. Once upon a time, I used to fly with angels.
Right. Beloved and holy and only child of our Heavenly Father, child of the one source, child of light, divine, that is who you are. Take it deeply within the consciousness and contemplate what that means. Child of the one source, love, from before time even began. I am the one known as Jeshua ben Joseph. Jesus, you have called me, and other names as well. And it is in great joy that I come to abide with you this evening in your timing, as you have chosen once again to call me forth. Great joy of reunion. Great joy of reunion. To see you, to behold you once again in the physicality and in the light. To give you welcome, to say it is welcome to have you here. May I? I like to mess up hair. It's one of my favorite habits. Very good. You are a good sport. Great joy of remembrance. Great joy of being amongst you in what you would see to be 2,000 years ago, when you had a most wondrous voice in that day and time. You were, as you would understand it now, an angel. You were not in the physicality, because you were taking a break. But your light and your love was felt. You were very much in a gathering that understood spirit, understood that the body, the physicality, is not all that there is to experience. And so you were very much part of our group. You went with us with much more ease than the ones of us who had to walk. You were quite speedy in flight. It is wondrous to meet you once again this way. Thank you for sharing. It is most wondrous to see all of you and the joy that you are feeling. After you have had a day together and you have had the, I don't know why you call them workshops. They are joy shops, joy gatherings. I saw many smiles. I saw many ones even having a few, what you call the humorous messages, and feeling quite happy about what was being shared. I felt the love that you knew from 2,000 years ago with each other. I felt it coming forth in your sharings. You felt very much a remembrance, a kinship, if you will, with the alter self, A-L-T-E-R, alter self of you 2,000 years ago, because you were reaching back in a remembrance of who you had been, where you had been, what you had been awakening to in seemingly such a long time ago, and yet against the backdrop of all time, what is 2,000 years? Basically, it's just a number. But you cast your mind back and you say, wow, that was a long time ago. And yet, it was yesterday. And here you are. Because, again, you have heard it said, and it is most true, time is relative. How do you measure it? You remember. And you say, well, if I remember it, it can't be too far back. 2,000 years ago, oh, my goodness, yes, that seems like such a long time ago. And yet, it is as yesterday. This evening, we are going to be speaking in more depth about the self of you from which you bring this self, this reality, lowercase r. The basis of you that is as a wellspring of energy, of light, of ideas, the wellspring of everything that you then put into form, or in the belief in non-form, you bring that as well and make it in your reality. You are quite creative. And as I have said to you in other times, being the extension of the one creative principle, capital P, you bring forth and create easily, and in the next moment you change your mind and you create something else. If you don't like where your dwelling place is, you snap your fingers and you have a new place to dwell. And you're saying, well, it's not quite that easy. Yes, you wish. And yet, against the backdrop of all time, it is as a very speedy change. You will be happy in the new place. It will be blessed by your love. It needs a bit of love. It has been asking for love. And when you saw it, there was a feeling of heart to heart with knowing that, yes, I can make this place a home. It is not only just a house. It is not just the edifice, the building with the walls and the roof, but it will be, already you've moved things in, a home. You will be happy there. Good. Invite me to come.
You're invited right now.
Okay. Oh, find the shoes and I'll be on my way. Aha. Oh, let us see. Let us see, yes. Let's see what happens. Oh, yes. I'm not sure this is going to work. No, actually, not going to work too well. If I put the other one on, I don't know. This one needs a bit of the strap across it to keep it on, but not bad. It's definitely comfortable on the toes. Yes, it is strapless, yes. Very good. Thank you for sharing. Most interesting. Different styles, you know. Oh, well. We didn't have that style.
They call them slides.
Well, that's what you have to do to keep them on. You have to slide into them.
No. You slide into them.
Yes, you have to slide into them and then keep sliding. Fashion. Sorry, I digress. I enjoy your inventions, your new things that you create and bring forth. Every day, you are bringing forth new things, you and your brothers and sisters, at a very rapid pace. Your scientific inquiry, the ones who are going beyond what seemingly is the boundary of known information, is very rapidly speeding up and building upon itself, so that you are feeling like if you miss one day of the different inventions and different ideas of things, you are behind. I hear some of you say that. Oh, I missed a day or two. And you check in on your scientific inventions and thoughts, and yes, you have to catch up. It is wondrous. Because what you have done, you have taken what would be the standard of speed for inventions and for betterment of ideas, and you have multiplied it because you are creative. And the next day, when you wake up, the world is different. And you try running behind, catching up. Don't try to run in those. They fit you fine. Well, yes, I see that. Bit bigger. Measure that, yes, you see. A bit. Yes, just a bit. Quite a bit. I digress. You have come to a place in your inquiry wanting to know what is reality, capital R. You even have questions about reality, lowercase r. And we have just been speaking of how that is changing momently, so it's hard to keep up with. But your basic question is, how does the lowercase r come forth out of the capital R? Where do I delve into to bring out what I experience in 1 24 hours? And some of you, if you take some time off and you go visiting somewhere else and you come back and you say, wow, so much has happened since I've been away. Because you are building upon yourself, upon what you have brought forth the day before, at the speed of and even past the speed of light. Because again, you are the one who has said what the speed of light has to be. Know you that the speed of light is not constant? So you say, well, how can I keep up with everything? Well, the answer is you can't. But you can keep up with enough of it that you feel that you are living in a reality that is exciting. That is what you have wanted to know, to experience. A reality that is exciting and developing. So you hang on and you go for the ride. Then you get to the place where you are experiencing more than what you feel is comfortable. And you get to a place where the energy levels are being bombarded with, as you have said, too much information, too much to keep up with. And so you have asked, can I have a day off? And that is what it feels like when you take a day off. You feel like you're out of the loop the next day. And I have heard one say, oh, I have 200 emails to read. I'm way behind. And these aren't just small emails. These are writings of new ideas. I have to keep up. I have to know what is being written about. You live now, and I've been saying to you for the past 2 decades and longer, in a very exciting time, a time where you have decreed that you are going to know time speeding up, and you are going to run as fast as you can, seemingly behind it, trying to catch up with it. And it builds upon itself so that just when you come to a place where you feel like you know, maybe you're caught up, a new explosion of ideas comes forth. And you get excited about it, which is great. Someone comes forth with something and you read about it on your computer, your internet, even in printed material, although that's changing as well. And you say, imagine. And the other person says, okay, I'll imagine. What's happening? And you share with them what you've just read. And it is a time of awakening. It is a time of taking your possession of the information, your understanding of the information, and making it your own and building on it yourself in your various aspects. Because not all of you are interested in the same things. You have areas of interest that you try to keep up with. It is a most wondrous tapestry as you stand back from it and you see the various aspects of what is being known now, being invented, being improved upon. Have you ever noticed, I digress again, in your supermarkets and in your marketplace, everything is new and improved? Yeah. Whether they change maybe the color on the box, it is new and improved. Okay, has to be, because everyone wants to keep up with the newest thing, even the newest fashion.
But what's the matter with the old and lousy?
Well, the old is not that bad. I don't know about the lice.
Lousy.
Yeah. Well, if you have something that is lousy, you might have lice. Sorry. Good group you have here tonight. Very inventive group. Right. So it gets back to your basic question you are now asking. You have gone through understanding, playing with reality, lowercase r, all the different realities that you have made for yourself, and you have said, yes, but where do all these realities come from? They are as plants, flowers that grow forth. What is the soil from which all of these creative ideas come? I want to know, what's the beginning? And then you have come to the place where you have thought and thought so long that the mind, lowercase m, gets tired and says, I give up. I stop. And when you stop, a wondrous thing happens. You take a breath, probably a deep breath, and that allows a connection with the deep soil from which everything comes. It allows a connection with peace, which then is expansive. That is where you stand now. That is why you have hurried up, scurried around to move the belongings, to get into the new place so that you can expand from there. And all of you are doing this in one way or another. You are coming to a place where hopefully you get the things organized enough that you then have time for peace. Then you have time to ruminate. Any of you know that word? Yes? Good old-fashioned word for the farmers in here, and all of you have been farmers at one time or other. Time to delve into what is the origin of me? What is my origin? Where did I come from? Where did you come from? Well, you hear that from time to time. Someone says to you, okay, where did you come from? There's a bit of humor in the room tonight. That's good. Very good. You're getting to the place where you want to know the deep peace of your soul, even beyond what you see to be individuated soul. You want to know, am I connected to all of these ones that I see, and they seem to have the individuated forms, and yet I feel a connection. I feel that I can have a thought, and it will be picked up by a friend, even without words. Many times this is happening for you now, where you will think of something, and your friend will start talking about whatever you were thinking about. It is because you are all connected. Yes, there is truly no separation. We have spoken of this in other times where the one sitting next to you, the energy very much blends. You think that your energy stops right here. It doesn't. It blends with everyone else in this room and even farther than that. Because you are all drawing from the same reality base, your divinity, that place where you are spirit, that place where you are the creative source. I have said to you a few times over, there is no separation. And from time to time, you prove that to yourself. Because, as I said, you get an idea, and then someone near you starts talking about that very thing, and you think, well, how did they know? It is because, truly, you are not an island unto yourself. You are the ocean. And once in a while, the islands pop up, and you wonder, what's that all about? That, again, is your creative energy coming forth. You are the maker of your reality. We have spoken of this in previous time. You are at a place where you can change it, and you do change it from time to time, as there is idea of something that you want to do, a place you want to go, something you want to know a little bit deeper, a little farther. And so you think about it, you perhaps look it up on your, what you call this little box thing, computer, and you see what information has already been put there that will then tickle the mind to look a little further and find something more. You carry with you the most wondrous computer. The size of your hand, anything you want to look up. I see you playing with this, okay? Oh. It's fun to watch you. You do that, you go across, okay. Huh, wonder what they wrote to me. What are they saying? Then you get sound, you can hear sound. You get to punch in certain things. And then it goes to your friend, and the friend, you get a little buzz or whatever. You get a little buzz, okay, when you see the message. And you get to be in communication with another one, seemingly far away, perhaps. You are reducing distance. You are reducing time. You are making everything come right in front of you. And you prove it to yourself because you have this most wondrous thing in your pocket. And lo and behold, you may sit on it the wrong way and call someone that you didn't expect to call. There are ideas in this room that keep popping up. It's most interesting. Okay. When you want to access in consciousness the source from which all ideas come, you take the deep breath, first of all, and come to a certain level of peace. Then, breathing easily, you allow yourself to focus just upon the peace. Everything outside of you may be happening, doesn't matter. It is a choice that you make to focus so completely upon peace that everything else outside of you can wait. Now, it takes a bit of the practice because from the time you have been very little in form, you have been taught that you'd better pay attention. You've heard those words over and over. Pay attention. And so you had better attend to whatever is going on. Now we are reversing that process and coming back to the source of everything that you experience. So you take the deep breath and you become peaceful. Yes, then you have to take another deep breath, because as soon as you find one level of peace, there will be ideas and things that rush in. And you take another deep breath and you say, no, this is my time for going deeper. And you take another deep breath and you allow everything outside of you to wait. It will still be there when you come back. But meantime, you want to connect with your source. You want to connect with your power. You want to know, where have I come from? Why am I here? What is really, truly happening? And when you shut out the world for a short time or longer, you can get in touch with the ground from which you have sprung, the spiritual ground. Allow yourself to feel comfortable on the chairs. Wiggle around until the body feels comfortable. And take a deep breath, just an easy breath, not forcing anything. There's no should about it. It does not matter whether you breathe through the nose or the mouth or a combination of both, but just allow yourself to relax and to take a deep breath and to feel with that deep breath that you are allowing the body to relax, to be easy. Allow the eyes to close if they want to. Feel yourself to be at the beginning stage of peace. Then, taking another easy breath, feel yourself getting a bit, perhaps, sleepy, getting a bit easy, getting yourself at a certain place where nothing in the outside world is going to interrupt. Nothing is going to bother. Focus on the breath. Focus on an easy breath, breathing in and breathing out. And breathing in and breathing out. And as you do that, allow yourself to visualize in the mind the grassy knoll that we have talked about many times. There is a stream of water, a very small stream flowing by. And there is a small hill, a grassy knoll. Easy grass, not too tall, not too short. And you walk through the grass, up the hill, to a tree. There's a tree growing at the top of the grassy knoll. And you feel yourself reaching out and putting the arms around the tree as far as you can reach, feeling at ease, knowing that truly this is a peaceful place. And feel yourself in a moment at the top of the tree, looking down on the meadow, looking down on the stream of water, see it rushing by. And then looking upwards, you see a cloud, a white fluffy cloud, a white cloud just a little bit above the tree. And you take what would be one giant step, and you find yourself up on the cloud, looking down at the tree, looking down at the grassy knoll, looking down at the stream, and just sitting on the cloud, feeling yourself to be one with the cloud. You feel very peaceful. You feel truly at ease. A thought will come and you will say, later. And another thought will come and you say, later. And then a time comes when there's no thought. You're just breathing. You're just breathing peace, feeling that everything in the body is taking care of itself. You don't have to think. Everything in order without your having to do it. Very peaceful. Very healthy. Very divine. In a way that you don't have to think about it. In a way that just is. You breathe easily and you feel peace. You breathe easily and you are peace. You breathe easily and you know peace. You know yourself to be in a space that is relaxed, that is easy. You feel at one with the cloud. You feel at one with the breath. You feel at one with the total self of you. You sit there, just feeling peace. And if a thought comes, you say, I'll deal with it later. You breathe and feel peace. You breathe and you feel love, because that is your essence. Love is your being. You breathe easy. And you are loved, and you are love itself. You do not need to know anything. You just breathe and feel peace. And you can stay there as long as you want. You may find that when you come back, an hour has gone by. You may find when you come back to certain reality that a day has gone by. Because in that space, there is not time. In that space, the body has not made any demands on you. In that space, you are the peace that you seek. So when you feel that you have experienced a certain amount of peace, you can think about the tree. And when you think about the tree, immediately you are back on top of the tree. And when you are back at the top of the tree, you look to the grassy knoll. And immediately you are on the grass. Feeling healed. Feeling peaceful. Having no thoughts of something that has to be. Feeling only ease. Feeling only peace. Feeling only healed. Made whole once again. So taking your time, you can stay at the top of the tree, the grassy knoll, sitting by the stream, as long as you want. Because in truth, you are the maker of time. And however much of the time goes by, you allow it. It is not something that you have to ration out. You have all time. And when it feels comfortable for you, you can open the eyes and see where your reality is as of this moment. Take your time, because it is yours. Time. Whatever feels good. I have no agenda beyond peace. I have all of time, as you do. I know peace, as you do. You have touched that place of peace. It is as easy as the deep breath. It is always with you, easily accessible. All you have to have is the desire to feel peace. I know that in the world there are many voices clamoring for your attention, many time frames of when you have to get something finished, seemingly. But the choice is always yours to spend your precious time in peace. Because whatever you were thinking about, whatever you were working on, it will be there when you get back from peace, and you will bring peace with you. And that which seemed to be such a intricate puzzle will not seem quite so difficult. Or if it does, you will have choice to say, not going to deal with it, because you do have choice. It is recommended that you go to the place of peace, the grassy knoll, the tree, the cloud, at least once a day. More often, as you have desire for it, even in the midst of a gathering of people, even in the midst of your workplace, you can breathe peace, even in the midst of sorting whatever has to be attended to. Because peace comes with the deep breath. It is your gift to yourself. The choice to breathe and to know peace. Then you become as the small child who knows that she is loved, so loved that always and forever she will be taken care of. Always and forever she will be safe. She will be loved always and forever. Because never can you go anywhere away from the love that you are. Never can you go away. You can choose not to know it, but you cannot go away from it, because it is who you are. Love is who you are. Everywhere you go, you take your love with you. Everywhere you go, you take your laughter with you, your joy. Everywhere you go, you are in a place of divine love. You cannot be away from it. It is your source. Always, you are in love. And you get to a place where you are so happy being in love that you want to share it. It is your deepest desire to share it, to reach out and touch, and to say to another one, not maybe in words, but in touch, how wonderful you are, how loved you are. And you spread that to other ones because they are wanting to know. They are wanting to know that they are loved. Not only loved. Yes, everyone wants to know that they are loved. They are appreciated. But they want to know the true essence, that they are love itself. And the greatest thing that you can do with love is to give it away, is to spread it with every gift that you have, with the notes of the music, the songbird that you are, to be able to ease some of the ruffled feathers from time to time, and to make it easy for others, to let them know how loved they are. You are walking, living love. And the task that you have said you will do is to live your being, to live the love that you are, to be able to reach out and touch another one in love, in a way that they know that truly they are loved, that they are healed, that everything is right in their world. Everything. Everything is love. To know that truly the essence of you, the heart of you, is love. And your only job is to give it, is to be it, and to reach out and touch other ones, either physically, if they will allow you to, or just with the love light of the eyes or the smile on the face that says, I dig you. I know you. I love you. Because you do. Since there is no separation, if you are love, then you give it easily, because that which you are cannot be stopped, cannot be canceled out. It can only be given. The love that you are. Yes, you are love on 4 feet. Yes, you are love on 4 feet. You are so loved that someone has adopted you and said, I will be responsible for you. I will feed you. I will walk you. I will love you in every way. Most beautiful. Most beautiful companion. Yes, you are. And as for you, you are walking love on 2 feet. And he knows that. He gives love, you receive it, and you turn it around and you give it back to him. You are the love on 2 feet that he looks up to. Thank you. Yes. Each and every one of you is love. Each and every one of you is loved. Loved by your Creator. Now, who is your Creator? In truth, it is you. You have created your reality. You have created the body. And the body behaves according to what the Creator says, feels, desires. Each one of you, as you look around the room and you see your fellow creators, each one of you admire the variety of form, the variety, as I go around and I touch the hair, the fur of you. Each essence of fur is different, one to another, because you are unique in that way, in the creativity of who and what you are. There it is. You are so loved that you have come once again to a place that is a bit foreign to love. You have come to spread your love, to make it known to the brothers and sisters that love still lives, that love still is, and that love can feel so good. As I have said, sometimes it is by reaching out and touching, but sometimes it is just with a twinkle in the eye or the smile that says, I understand you. I love you. I love you because you are showing me a variety of ways to be. And I appreciate what you are giving in your essence. Each and every one of you is different in your own way, the same way that the hair follicles are alike and yet different. But yet the essence of you, as is true with the hair follicles, the essence is the same. The love that you are, that you want to share. You are coming into a time now when it is going to be totally safe to love. Totally safe to be who you are. You have wanted to be finished with all of the non-love, and you have done completion. Now you are coming into a time when it is safe to love, when it is safe to reach out and to touch. For a long time, touch has been suspicious. Touch might be harmful. Touch might be something to be feared. But now you're coming to a place of trusting, a place that says, yes, I want to be touched. Yes, I want to know the softness of love. It is safe to be loved. It is safe to give love. It is safe to be in love. Because you want to live your essence. You want it to be right out there being experienced, being given. Because in order to know something, to truly know something, you have to give it away. And in doing that, you bless the one who receives, and you bless yourself because you are in the flow of the love. Most wondrous. Walking love, expressing love, being and receiving love, knowing truly that it is safe, that it is actually what you have agreed you will come and you will do. You're already doing it. But now it is going to be even more ostensible, more obvious, because ones are going to be moving into a better place, a stronger place of trust. For a long time in what you term your history, ones have been afraid to trust. They have valued the form, the body, and they have felt that if they trusted, perhaps something would happen to the body. Now you're finding out that yes, something will happen. It will be loved. It will be touched in gentleness and in appreciation. Each and every one of you, as you look around the room, you see the variety, just in this grouping, the variety that you bring to share with other ones, the variety of the texture of the hair, the color of the hair, the amount of the hair, a variety. Yes, and your love is like that. There is a common denominator, and yet the love that you are and how you share it varies. And that is the beauty of it, because it is at basis the same, and yet how it is shared is different. Even the texture of the creation that you have made, because you have created this. Even the creation has a variety to it. Most beautiful. Yes. Yes, it is I. Most wondrous being. Most wondrous, beautiful being. That is you. Yes. You are love walking on the 2 feet. You are love when you speak. You are love when you reach out and you touch someone. You give the hugs. Hugs we have talked about often are heart to heart. The best hugs are heart to heart. Some will give the triangle hug, reaching out like. But the best hugs are heart to heart. Yes. and I you. Have I touched everyone? Did I miss anyone? Yes, I thought so. I thought so. Whoops. Hello there, most wondrous creation. Yes, your hair is most wondrous and most beautiful. Yes. Yes, you want to... Yeah, you like that. Okay. Thank you. Wonderful. Most wonderful. Everyone, as you allow yourself to relax and to look with the eyes of love on another one, you give the greatest gift of all. There is no monetary value that you can put upon it that is high enough, because the love that you share, not only does it heal another one, but it heals the giver as you give it. And it is something that you carry with you that is without price. It is a gift without price. And it is worth so much. I will come around. There. Let us see. I don't want to miss anyone. Yes. Doesn't that feel good? Feels a bit relaxing, I hope. Yes. There is a lot of love in this room. There is a lot of love in that panting dog, four-footed one, who is walking love. Every one of your four-footed ones have much love to share. Now you know what I'm going to ask.
Yeah, what would that be?
Le chapeau. Merci. Merci. There. Aha. The newest fashion. Thank you, beloved brother. Thank you for sharing. Yes. Ah. Wondrous. Wondrous what you create, what you grow. Look at that. So beautiful. So beautiful. So fine. Every little strand of hair is a miracle. Every little strand of hair. And you just take it for granted. It's going to be there, you hope, when you wake up in the morning. Beautiful. So soft, so loving. Do you sometimes play with it? Good. It likes that. If you have been ignoring the hair, because it just sits there, supposedly, it likes the attention. It likes to have ones touch it and to be in sync with it, to be in appreciation with it. It likes the attention. And when you do that, you know what happens. It grows. Yes. It grows. It's healthy. Oops, we made it. Didn't want to knock that over. Did we do this? We didn't do this, did we? No. Now we will do it. Most beautiful texture. Most beautiful texture. It suits you. It is beautiful. You are loved. You are so loved. You are so, so loved. You are walking love. You have so much love to give. Thank you for sharing. Yes, I like doing that. And no, I will not try those again. Oh, you have another pair? You are so wealthy. Remember you a lifetime when you, first of all, had no shoes?
See?
And a lifetime when you had only one pair of shoes?
See?
And something happened to that one pair and you were sad, very sad. Mm-hmm. Remember you the lifetime when you had rows of shoes? Zapatos. You don't know that one. Oh, you don't know that one.
No comprendo.
No comprendo. Oh. Well, you'll just have to experience it in the imagination. Each and every one of you. These are strands of love. You create. Every day you create and you think nothing of it. You just know that naturally it's going to be there for you until perhaps you have garnered a few years to yourself and a bit of it seems to be getting a little bit sparser. But there's still some around the edges. Yes. Always you have the hair. I am teasing her. She knows what I'm going to do. And a lot of you know what I'm going to do. Because the most wondrous thing you can do is to play. To play with all of that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. She will have words with me. I'll probably be lucky if it's only words. Remember how it feels to be in love, to be loved, and to be able to reach out. I suggest in this evening, when you give the hugs, that you then reach up a little bit and feel the love of hair. To be able to be in love with someone. And yes, if you mess it up, so what? You know? Another moment or so, very good. A moment or so, you can comb through it, put it back in order. Yes, see, like that. Yeah, you brush it forward. Yes, it goes forward, yes. And then, yes, you're doing it perfectly. Yes, you get to be quite casual about it. It is good. It is good to be casual. When you want to reach that place of peace, allow yourself the deep breath. Go to the grassy knoll. Go to the tree. Go to the cloud. Sit on the cloud and ruffle up the hair. So be it. Yes, I am going to talk to you about that. Oh, good. Don't bother. Oh, my. That's good. I'm glad he tried. He is trying. So let us see. You have a wee bit of time left that you can socialize with each other. You can go around and mess up the hair or whatever you want to do. And you can now remember how it feels to be relaxed, to be loved, to be in love. And it brings that relaxation. Every one of you, I could feel it as he played with you. There is so much love in this room. Notice you, how the four-footed one, and this one as well, did not bark, did not complain, did not say, I don't want, but just was perfectly at ease. You can do that with someone who might want to be right up in your face. Or maybe not. Okay. Enjoy what there is to drink, to eat. I see some fruit. and cookies over there and talk with each other, or go home and get a good night's rest.
Yes.
And that was good. Thank you.